88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
The month of December is rolling on. We're halfway through. That means only about 9 or 10 days till Christmas.
Yay!
I don't know if people are still having more burnout or less burnout as we get closer to the holidays, but it's been a great topic so far this month.
Yes. So today we are on segment 3, how to complete the stress response cycle. So we're going to look at the internal resources that God has designed in us to help us make it through, quote, the tunnel. So far this month, we've defined burnout and we've defined emotions. We know that emotional exhaustion is one of the main signs of burnout and that emotions are tunnels. If we get stuck in one, burnout is bound to happen. Today, I want to introduce you to an amazing God-given resource that he's built into our bodies to help us make it through an emotional tunnel. First, we need to understand that stress is different from our stressors. Stressors are what activate the stress response in your body. They can be anything you see, hear, smell, touch, taste, or imagine could harm you. There are external stressors like work, money, family, time, cultural norms and expectations, discrimination, and so on. There are also internal stressors like self-criticism, difficult memories. In different ways and to different degrees, all of these things may be interpreted by your body as a potential threat. On the other hand, stress is the neurological and physiological shift that happens in your body when you encounter one of these threats. It is God's built-in survival system, often referred to as our fight, flight, freeze response. Have you heard that before, Mike?
I have indeed.
Yeah. So this is when your entire body and mind change in response to a perceived threat. However, what you may not know is just because you've dealt with the stressor, Mike, doesn't mean you've dealt with the stress itself.
Good point.
So once the threat is gone, your body is still in survival mode with adrenaline and cortisol coursing through all your veins. So now we have to do something to help our body recognize that it is safe again. Unfortunately, it isn't as simple as saying, hey, body, I'm safe. No. Instead, you have to recognize that your body is soaked in stress juice and we are not built to live in that state. If we get stuck there, the physiological response intended to save us can instead slowly harm us. The most effective way to complete the stress response cycle is to run, maybe swim, possibly run up a hill with a toboggan and go down it, dance in your kitchen, anything that moves your body enough to get you breathing deeply between sort of 20 and 60 minutes a day. This is what helps start to release the stress. If you're not a fan of exercise, breathing exercises can help. Positive social interactions, laughter, that good belly laugh, and hugs and kisses, creative expression, so you can think about art or worship, and a good old cry.
Yes, even sometimes a cry is a big help,
mm-hmm.
Hey?
You bet.
Indeed. Some good information there. Get moving and don't get stuck. I like that, Kimberly. Thank you. We'll continue the burnout chat next week. I do want to let people know about your services, you and your team, and your newest location, your newest team member.
Yes, so we have a self-location. It's being run by Ashley Shaw. We have a new team member, Ravimbo Kanyamba. And she is a registered provisional psychologist and an EMDR therapist who loves Jesus. And we are so grateful to have her on our team.
Beautiful. Well, we will let people contact you and your team, eckertcenter.com, or by calling 403-230-2959. And, of course, Kimberly blessing us with another giveaway, a free initial consultation to caller number...
Let's go with caller number 2 today.
Caller 2, 403-276-8888 right now. Thanks again, Kimberly. Have a wonderful day today, and we'll chat with you again next Wednesday.
Sounds great, Mike.